Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello there. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Nice to have you along. By the way, don't forget, if you miss any part of today's program, you can always head on over to our website. The entire program is posted for you there as a podcast. Just scroll down the page a little bit and you will find it. Today, our guest, Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Tim, how's it going?
Very good. How about yourself, Frank?
Not bad. Still working from home, are you?
Yeah, we're still working from home. So it seems to be working out okay. So all is good. You know, we'll be back in the office when we get the all clear sign. But right now, we're still working from home.
But the Better Business Bureau still functions, whether you're at home, in the office, or no matter where you're at, because a lot of what you guys do is not only on the phone, but online. So you can pretty much do what you do from about anywhere, right?
Yeah, we are definitely open. If you call our number, someone will actually answer the phone. It'll actually be a real person. They will be there to help you solve your problem, give you some information. So we are definitely open. We're just not sitting at our desks in our office. We're at home working hard.
You know, something interesting you guys are kind of finding a little bit about now is there's some actually COVID-19 aid programs out there. Folks, they really want to help you. And about the only thing they really want to do is help you free yourself from your money.
Yeah, there are all kinds of government programs out there, both for individuals and for businesses. And as you say, there are some, quote, helpful individuals who will contact you, letting you know that they can help you navigate all those, get your money, get you through the program, get you through all the red tape. Well, first off, those people are not going to help you. They're going to want you to pay a fee up front, and then you won't hear from them again. But I think more important, on almost all these programs, there is free help out there in a variety of different venues and forums. If you're a small business, you know, the Small Business Administration, they've got an office here in Indiana. I've talked to those people, great people. They can help you through any of those, as well as there are lots of banks in our state that are Small Business Administration lenders. They will help you through any sort of SBA, you know, programs or questions you have, or, you know, how do I do this and how does this work? So all of this is available to you. All of this is free. Don't pay somebody to do this. If you're just a private individual, again, most of these programs are pretty simple. They aren't something that, you know, you need a PhD in, you know, government administration to figure out. You can do it yourself. There's help available online. The IRS has a very helpful website for programs that are administered through the IRS. So don't be paying someone money to help you through these government programs. There's free help out there, good help out there, and really most of this stuff you can do on your own. It's just not that complicated. So just be wary of people who are there to, quote, help you for a fee.
And you need to cut out the middleman, because all you're doing is adding one more layer of of complexity to what, well, we all know the government's not exactly the easiest thing in the world. But you know, when you can actually talk, you know, and get the info straight from the horse's mouth, why would you add somebody in between?
That's a great point, Frank. Yeah, that exactly. And once again, you know, these people aren't there to help you. They're here to get your money and then, you know, go to the next victim.
Well, you know, we talk about scams. There's another scam alert I know that you guys have put out now about some folks wanting to help you out with your utility bills, right? What's that all about?
Yeah. If you get a call from somebody and they've got a great deal for you on your internet provider, your cable TV, electric bill, whatever it might be, here's what these people are doing. They're going to offer you some sort of great deal. But here's where the catch comes in, and here's where you really need to be wary of someone that's trying to scam you. Instead of taking a normal form of payment, a credit card, something like that, they're going to want you to pay with some sort of a prepaid debit card or maybe a gift card. It's not going to be a normal type of payment. You know, any legitimate company will take your credit card or, you know, in the case of a utility, you might want to do an automatic monthly withdrawal from your account if you know, want to pay it that way. These people are going to want some sort of payment up front via a type of payment that can't be traced. Prepaid debit cards, gift cards, those things can't be traced. And what happens if you would give them that information? I guarantee you that money is going to be taken out immediately and it's going to be shipped or immediately transferred outside the country. So your chance of ever getting your money back is essentially zero. So if someone calls you with a great deal and then they go, well, gee, can you do a prepaid debit card? Hang up the phone.
Because you know it's bad news right there. Because you know,
any sort of funny payment like that, unless there's a really good reason to do it and you know who you're dealing with, just don't do it. Because once again, those form of payments, they can't be traced. You know, it's gone. I guarantee you within 30 seconds after you give them the information, that money is outside the country, gone forever.
Yeah, because Duke Energy, Frontier, Vectren, those folks, they don't do business like that. They just don't.
No, they'll take your credit card, or they will do a monthly, you know, withdrawal from your checking account. They're legitimate businesses, and they're doing it the right way.
Yeah. All right. So you got to be aware of that. There's always somebody out there trying to scam you now, isn't there?
Oh, Frank, these people are wide and deep. Any sort of angle that they can think up, they thought of it, and they're going to think up a few more. Guarantee me. I'll guarantee you. It's amazing how creative some of these folks are.
You know, I've had people ask me this before, and once or twice I've even kind of asked myself this question. Like, well, why would people do this? And the answer is because they can and it works.
No, you're right. And here's the other thing. It's very low cost of entry to them. It's a very low risk because most of these people are working outside the country. They're working in countries where they're not particularly interested in working with our law enforcement or international law enforcement, so they're not going to get caught. And they need just a very low percentage of people to fall for this for them to make money. I've seen reports in some of these scams that if they get even 1% of the people to fall for it, it's profitable for them. So, you know, it's a numbers game with them, and they know if they hit X amount of people, there's going to be a certain percentage, and it doesn't have to be a big percentage, that are going to fall for it, and they're going to make money.
And you should know, too, that duplicating what the legitimate business sounds like as far as their music on hold or, you know, press 2 for this, it's not hard to do that. I mean, it's really pretty easy to really make a, you know, a fake phone menu and all that kind. It's not hard.
Oh, when you talk to these people, they're going to sound very professional. Like you say, the background music is going to, you know, be very pleasant and sound just like, you know, any other legitimate number. No, websites can be created that are great looking websites that look, you know, legitimate websites. So, don't believe your eyes, don't believe your ears, all the time, I guess is the best advice there.
Everybody's always looking for a deal. And I guess you can't blame folks for that. Everybody's wanting to save a little money. They're all looking for the best that they can get for spending as little as possible. And that even comes to weight loss. We all want to look healthy. We all want to look great. You all want to look like the supermodels on TV. Although that probably will not happen. There are still apps out there that will promise that they can help turn you into that. And there's a new one, a Noom health app scam that's going on now.
Yeah, this Noom weight loss scam. We've actually heard people that they've had success with Noom in terms of losing weight, but here's the deal. They are offering free trial offers maybe for a month or two, and then to get on the regular program, they state that it might be 20 or 40 bucks depending on the level of app and the level of service that you've got. But we've gotten a lot of complaints across the country that, number one, when the monthly charges start, it's actually not 20 or 40 bucks. It's more like 120 up to maybe $180 a month. So what they tell you and what they're actually charging you are two different things. Number two, it is very difficult, or at least consumers are telling us, very difficult to get a hold of these people to cancel your monthly subscription. So, you know, they've got your credit card, they're charging you monthly, and then they're not answering the phone, responding to customer service if you do indeed want to cancel the service. So a lot of times on these monthly offers, what they're trying to do is get you going, get you hooked, get your credit card, and then, you know, in a month or two, start charging you for this. once they've got your credit card, if they are not responsive to their customer service inquiries, if they're hard to get a hold of, if it's impossible to cancel that, you're going to continue to get those charges. So we've had over 1,000 complaints nationwide with this particular app. Not saying that the app doesn't work in terms of weight loss, but we have seen that their customer service really is not very responsive, and what they say and what you actually get charged may be two different things.
In the end, it's not you that's lighter; it's your wallet. And what do you within? I mean,
that's a good one.
Well, there you go. Within a year, between what, August of 19 and August of this year, you guys at BBB, you've had over what, 1,200 or so complaints on this alone.
Yeah, nationwide, I know it's well over 1,000 complaints that we've had, which is, if we're getting 1,000 complaints, I guarantee you that there's probably 10 times that many people who have had problems that haven't actually filed a complaint with us, maybe even more than that. So, that's kind of the tip of the iceberg measurement. 1,000 complaints is in a year's time, is a pretty significant number of complaints to have on any particular product or service or company.
I've always been told that there's some kind of rule of thumb, maybe like 1% will actually only really call, complain, and try to follow through with this. The rest of folks will either find it to be too much of a hassle, or they don't want to admit that they were suckered in.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that percentage is, but I do know that, like you said, the number of complaints that you have versus the number of people that have actually experienced that problem, is just a fraction of the real situation out there. So, yeah, I think you're right, Frank. It's just the tip of the iceberg of what really is going on out there with the consuming public.
This is one of the times where I find that those prepaid debit cards are actually useful, because if you really want to do something like this, if you really want to try, you put just enough money on that to get your foot in the door and try it out, and then there's no cash left. So when they try to take more money, they can't get it because there's nothing there.
That's a great way to do that. Yeah, if you say, hey, okay, I'll risk, $100 or something. And if it's a scam, okay, the most I've lost is $100. Then yeah, you've done it where, you controlled your losses that way. So yeah, that's great. Great suggestion there.
You guys, the BBB warning consumers about reporting a fake cash app that's out there. And wow, they're stealing some money from us again with a new app now.
And here's what this is. The cash app is actually legitimate banking app. It's an app that a lot of people use for banking, and it's actually developed by a legitimate company, so people have had good luck with the cash app. Here's where the scam comes in. What cash app has done in order to make certain that their administrative costs are low, and that they're giving consumers the lowest cost per transaction possible, they actually do their customer service via email, which means there isn't an 800 number that you can call, or at least initially not an 800 number that you can call. So here's what someone has done. If you Google Cash App, a customer service 800 number, toll-free 800 number may come up. People have called that, and once again, these are very professional-sounding people. They say they represent Cash App. And what they're trying to do is get your account number, get information about your transactions with Cash App. They're going to ask you to do certain things, maybe pay some fees up front. If you use Cash App, and once again, we've seen that app is a good app, and a lot of people are very happy with it. But don't, and if you have a problem, don't call the 1-800 customer service number. That is not Cash App. That is not how they're doing their customer service, and that's where you're going to get yourself in trouble. So someone is trying to pose as the customer service department for Cash App via the 800 number, and that's where the trouble is. The company knows about this. They're doing everything they can to discourage people from using this, because, hey, they're a bank, and they want you to keep, they want your money kept in their bank. But don't call the 800 number, and if you do have a problem with that, you can do it via email. They'll take care of it that way. They have very good customer service that way. but the 800 number is where people are getting scammed.
Wow. I tell you, it just makes you kind of want you to put your money under the mattress and keep it there, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's just how innovative and creative these folks are, unfortunately. And then, you know, the best way, and I love doing these interviews with you, and I do interviews with some other TV and radio programs around our service area, because that is the best way to prevent this. If you are informed and you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, it sounds a little fishy here. That's what we want people to think. A lot of legitimate companies out there. We don't want you to stop doing business, but man, these scammers are good at, you know, faking one way and making you go, and that's not where you want you to, where you want to go. That's where the money is going to get taken from you.
But it does mean job security for the folks at the BBB. Tim Maniscalco is with us today. You guys have a great webpage. You also have Scam Tracker, too, that folks need to know about.
Yeah, if you need some additional help, you can go to BBB.org. You can find trustworthy businesses there. And we actually have people who will answer our 800 number and give you advice, look up companies, you know, anything that we can help you with, we're more than happy to. And then if you have been scammed or want to know the scams that are going on in your area, go to scamtracker.org. A map of the United States will come up. You can hone right into your particular area, to the Terre Haute, West Central Indiana area. You can see the scams that are going on in your area. If you've been scammed or attempted to be scammed, go up to the right-hand corner. There's a big red button up there that says report a scam. Click on that button. Take 5 to 10 minutes. Let us know about your scam. We'll post that on Scam Tracker. It's updated daily. We want to keep people informed about scams. So go to Scam Tracker and report scams to us. BBB.org, scamtracker.org, all free to the public.
Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Thanks for spending some time with us today and helping folks keep the money in their pocket and not fall into the hands of a scammer. And again, BBB.org, scamtracker.org, if you want to check them out on the website. And if you missed any part of today's show, drop by our website and look for this program. You can listen to it there, either listen to it online, stream it, or download it as a podcast. That's it for this week. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.